Islamic parables timeless and bright, bringing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic parables.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another سلسلة in this episode of the series Islamic Parables. Inshallah Azawajal, in today's episode, we are going to discuss the parables of scholars' visit to Madina Munawwara. Subhanallah, the scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when they go to Madina Munawwara, it's another atmosphere altogether. Allahu Akbar. But before that, let's first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get the attendance done in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to pay our regards in the court of the noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, there is a narration that the final prophet of Allah, our master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated that whoever recited salat 3 times in the morning and evening out of love and yearning for me, Allah Almighty shall certainly forgive their sins of that day and night. Subhanallah. So let's recite together. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, when it comes to the parables of the devotees, especially the scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, visiting the sacred city of Madina Munawwara, the city of the beloved, subhanallah, it's another atmosphere altogether. For instance, the father of the famous Imam, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, his father's name was Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, rahimahullah ta'ala, who himself was an expert in Islamic law and he was an ardent devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has written books, subhanallah, on various subjects, including Sirrul Asrarul Arkan, and the secrets of the acts of devotion, subhanallah. He has written books on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the tafsir of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, and the list goes on. A great scholar of Islam, a great researcher. And he says regarding his experience of going for Hajj, and going to Madina is one thing, but being called to Madina Munawwara is something else entirely. A unique event that transpired with him, in that he was invited to Madina Munawwara in a dream by none other than the greatest prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Despite being unwell, he wasn't well at that time and he was physically weak. He was weak and feeble, and Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, rahimahullah ta'ala, he packed his bags upon the invite of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he set off for the haram with a handful of friends, few friends that he had with him, subhanallah. Some well-wishers, they suggested that he undertake this journey next year, considering his illness. And he replied that if only my soul were to leave my body as I step out of my home on this journey to Madina Munawwara. Subhanallah. So yes, if the safar is so intense and subhanallah, so pleasurable, because it is not an ordinary journey. It is a journey to the beloved, subhanallah. So if the soul leaves the body, no problem. He was on his way to the beloved, Allahu Akbar. But this was the sentiment of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says that if my soul were to leave my body as I step out of my home on this journey to Medina. So whoever came to tell him that, no, you shouldn't, you know, it's not the right time. You're not well. You should postpone it for next year. And he wasn't prepared to listen to anyone. Because, subhanallah, when you love the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would give anything, including your life, for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preserved the honor of his sincere devotee's profound love by coming into Maulana Naqi Ali Khan's dream yet again and giving him medicine in a bowl. Subhanallah. After drinking this, the Shaykh became so healthy that he found no problem in performing Hajj at all. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Subhanallah. The next incident is about the renowned devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reviver of Islam, and one of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah's leading Imams, Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. He performed his second Hajj and proceeded to fall extremely ill after having performed the Hajj before the Ziyarat of Madinah Munawwara. He then said, "Lengthy illness does not worry me. I am only worried about whether I can visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." This yearning was there. This burning desire was there. Despite the illness not appearing as though it would go away anytime soon. The Imam set forth for Medina. And scholars, rahimahumullah, they attempted to stop him out of concern. They were concerned for his well-being. They said, "The journey is long and you are sick." Now, listen to what the Imam replied. He said, "If you want to know the truth, both times I left my home for Hajj, my actual goal was to visit Medina. Ma'adallah, if I did not do this, my Hajj experience would have been empty of sweetness." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kaabe ka naam tak na liya, tayba hi kaha. The scholars insisted and reminded him of how unwell he was. The Imam then read this hadith that "Man hajja walam yazurni faqad jafani." He who performs Hajj and does not visit me, he has betrayed me. The scholars have said, they told him that you have already been to Madinah Munawwara once before. And by that, maybe they meant that it should be enough that you have been there once before. And now you are very sickly and you're not in a very good health to undertake this journey. The Imam explained that in my eyes, this hadith does not mean a person can do Hajj many times over and only visit Madinah Munawwara once. In fact, going to Madinah Munawwara is a necessity alongside Hajj. I ask you to pray that I reach the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I just wish to see the Rawdah Mubarakah, even if I were to die right after. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a devotion this is. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman was an expert scholar who deeply loved the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He harbored proficiency in around 100 branches of knowledge, whilst scholars of Medina and Makkah, they declared him as a reviver, as the Mujaddid of the 14th Hijri century. In this time and place, he protected the Islamic traditions from mixing with falsehood and worked diligently to revive the Sunnah. When the lantern of love for the greatest Prophet ﷺ was falling dim in the hearts of people, the Imam reignited this in a beautiful fashion. Without doubt, he was completely and utterly engrossed in his love. Now, upon leaving for his second Hajj, he came to Madinah Munawwara. Yearning for a wakeful vision for Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood facing the gates parallel to the sacred resting place and spent all night reciting salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dar-e Rauza ke muqabil wo hame nazar to aaya, ye na pooch kaisa paaya, tujhe hamd hai khudaya. That night, it was not written for him to attain what he sought. He came again the next night, continued reciting salawat, and presented a heartfelt poem to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ultimately, the time came, and whilst in a state of wakefulness and with his physical eyes, he was given the honor of beholding the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal send mercy upon the great Imam. And for the sake of the Imam, may we be forgiven without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, we should seek to grow our love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the desire to see him. Inshallah azza wa jal, we too will have this honor one day. Hum bhi Madine jayenge. Aaj nahi to kal sahi. آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سے ہی، اینڈ بلاوے کے منتظر ہیں لیکن نہ صبح آیا نہ شام آیا. اینڈ ہی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم شیل گریس اس ود ہز ویژن ان شاء اللہ. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. اے اسٹوڈنٹ آف امام احمد رضا خان اینڈ دی فورموسٹ حدیث ایکسپرٹ آف کوٹلا ابو یوسف محمد شریف رحمہ اللہ تعالیٰ، ہی سیز دیٹ آئی ونس پرفارمڈ حج اینڈ وزٹڈ مدینہ منورہ. ایز آئی ٹرن مائی گیز ٹو دا گرین ڈوم آئی سو اے وائٹ بیئرڈ ایلڈرلی پرسن، ہی واز سٹنگ فیسنگ اٹ فرام باب السلام اینڈ ہی واز سافٹلی ریسائٹنگ سم تھنگ. ہز فیس واز اسپیشلی برائٹ اینڈ آئی آسکڈ ہو ہی واز اینڈ آئی واز ٹولڈ دیٹ دس واز دا فیمس اسکالر شیخ یوسف بن اسماعیل النبہانی رحمہ اللہ تعالی. ہز ہینڈسمنس اینڈ دی برائٹنس آف ہز فیس ٹک می اباک. ہی سیز آئی سیٹ نیئر ہم اینڈ اٹمپٹڈ ٹو سے اے فیو ورڈز. ہز اٹینشن ڈڈ ناٹ ٹرن ٹو می فرسٹ. آئی دین سیڈ آئی ہیو کم فرام انڈیا اینڈ آئی ہیو ریڈ یور ورکس سچ ایز حجت اللہ علی العالمین اینڈ جواہر البحار، سبحان اللہ ونڈرفل ورکس، اینڈ ریڈنگ دیم ہیز میڈ می ریویو اینڈ ریسپیکٹ یو گریٹلی. ہی لونگلی ایکسٹینڈیڈ ہیز ہینڈ اینڈ شک مائن. آئی دین آسکڈ وائی ہی واز سٹنگ دس فار فرام دی سیکرڈ گریو آف دا بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہی امیڈیٹلی برسٹ انٹو ٹیئرز اینڈ سیڈ آئی ایم ناٹ وردی ٹو بی کلوز ٹو ہم. آئی وزٹڈ ان دس پلیس آف اسٹے، ہز پلیس آف اسٹے ان مدینہ منورہ ملٹیپل ٹائمز آفٹر ورڈز اینڈ ایون گینڈ سرٹیفیکیشن ان حدیث سائنسز فرام ہم. سبحان اللہ. شیخ ضیاء الدین احمد المدنی رحمہ اللہ، ہی رائٹس دیٹ دی آنریبل وائف آف شیخ نبہانی رحمہ اللہ تعالی واز بلیسڈ ود سیئنگ دا میسنجر آف اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم 84 ٹائمز. سبحان اللہ. اللہ عز و جل ہیو مرسی اپان دیم اینڈ فور گیو اس ود آؤٹ اکاؤنٹیبلٹی فور دے سیک. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین. سو یس، بیفور دیٹ وی نریٹڈ دی سبحان اللہ بیوٹیفل اکاؤنٹ آف دی فادر آف سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ علامہ نقی علی خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. دیر آفٹر اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ، ہی واز آلسو ایل اینڈ ہی وانٹیڈ ٹو گو ٹو پے ہز ریگارڈ ان دا کورٹ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ وین ہی ڈیڈ گو فائنلی، سبحان اللہ، ہی پریزنٹڈ اے ہارٹ فیلڈ پوم ان وچ ہی ایکسپریسڈ اے ڈیپ ڈیزائر آف سیئنگ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ہی سیڈ دیٹ کوئی کیوں پوچھے تیری بات رضا، تجھ سے شہدا ہزار پھرتے ہیں، وہ سوئے لال ہزار پھرتے ہیں، تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں. سبحان اللہ. وین ہی ریڈ دوز کپلٹس رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بلیسڈ ہم ود ہز ویژن اینڈ ہی واز ایبل ٹو بیہلڈ دا بیوٹیفل سبحان اللہ کاؤنٹیننس آف دا بلوڈ پرافٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ عز و جل آلسو گرانٹ اس توفیق آف حاضری اینڈ ٹو پریزنٹ آور سلام. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین. ناؤ وی ہیو آلسو لسن ٹو دی اکاؤنٹ دیٹ از نریٹڈ بائی دا اسٹوڈنٹ آف سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ. دس از اے چین آف لائٹ سبحان اللہ گائیڈنس اینڈ دے گائیڈ اس ایز ٹو ہاؤ وی شوڈ لو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، واٹ شوڈ بی دی ایمرژن ان دس aspect of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some glimpses of this subhanallah and this love and mahabba that a believer should have to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a contemporary scholar in the time of Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the saint of Golra Sharif, Sayyidina Pir Meher Ali Shah rahimahullahu ta'ala, اولاد رسول سید سبحان اللہ. اینڈ جرننگ ٹو مدینہ، ہی سیز دیٹ جرننگ ٹو مدینہ وی اسٹاپڈ ایٹ ہمرا ویلی اینڈ آؤٹ آف فیئر آف پوٹینشلی بینگ رابڈ آئی واز فورسڈ ٹو لیو دا سنا رکعتس آف عشاء صلاۃ. محمد غازی واز ود می، ہی تھاٹ ایکسٹریملی ویل آف می اینڈ ڈسپائٹ ہز بزی ٹیچنگ اسکیڈول ایٹ مدرسہ سولتیہ، ہی کیم ود می ٹو ہیلپ ڈیورنگ مائی ٹراول. We were all asleep one night, and in my dream I saw none other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dressed in a beautiful black Arabian jubbah. His subhanallah splendid beauty gave me a new life. I found myself sitting in a masjid, sat on my knees and deep in contemplation of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then arrived and said, "The Messenger's offspring should not leave the sunnah." I grasped his sacred shins and found them more sublime than silk. Tears flowed uncontrollably from my eyes as I recited, "As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." I lost my senses entirely as I was overwhelmed by what was happening. This led me to ask, "Who is your good self?" In response, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, "The Messenger's offspring should not leave the sunnah." I repeated this question 3 times to the same answer. After I asked for the 3rd time, I realized that this blessed individual was not forbidding me from referring to him as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This meant that it was none other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. I would have been stopped if this was a saint or somebody else. What can I say of his beauty and handsomeness, subhanallah? My words fall short of describing the blessings, sanctity and the uniqueness of that occasion. I cannot describe my emotions and love. These things are very hard to put in words. Yet the drink of love I was honored to have, and the fragrance that I experienced, I found it suitable to include but a glimpse of this in my poetry. Subhanallah. Sayyid Meher Ali Shah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he penned a famous poem after this, in which he references this miraculous event. Subhanallah. Aj sik mitra di wadheri. This is the famous kalam of Peer Meher Ali Shah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And mashallah, what a wonderful kalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the sacred city of Madina Munawwara as well. Dear brothers, Sayyid Jamaat Ali Shah rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was a renowned hadith expert. He was a muhaddith, and he visited Medina on one occasion. One of his murids, who was also in the sacred city, accidentally struck a dog and caused it injury. Somebody mentioned this to Shaykh. This left him restless. He, rahimahullah, immediately called for the murid to find the dog and have it brought to him. When the dog was brought to the Shaykh stood up, and with tears flowing from his eyes, he addressed the dog directly, "O you who lives in the city of the beloved, for the sake of Allah Almighty, overlook my murid's mistake." He then called for cooked meat and milk to be given to the dog, and he bade farewell to it by saying, "Jamaat Ali seeks your forgiveness. Forgive me for the sake of Allah Almighty." Subhanallah. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Subhanallah. The son of Shaykh Abu Yusuf Muhammad Sharif Rahimahullah Maulana, Abu Nur Muhammad Bashir Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he explains the event where Sayyid Jamaat Ali Shah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala performed many Hajj. His love for Madina Munawwara meant that he went all but every year. One year he had arranged to travel for Hajj via plane, which my father caught the wind of, and my father and myself then went to Alipur, visited the Sheikh, and found him speaking of Madina Munawwara, subhanallah. Elated upon seeing my father, he then explained, "I am going to visit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again." My father said, "I heard you are traveling by plane this year." He replied that if the master of Madina Munawwara calls, we should fly to reach him. Subhanallah. This phrase left an effect on the listener, and even brought the Shaykh to tear himself. Now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, after having known these facts regarding the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to have their blessings upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them and also forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. A sign of true love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to love his blessedity. This could be seen in the life of the former Grand Mufti of Pakistan, the renowned hadith expert Maulana Sardar Ahmed rahimahullah ta'ala. His gatherings were adorned with profuse mention of Medina Munawwara. If somebody returned from the blessed city, Maulana Sardar Ahmed rahimahullah would ask them about it, inquire after the well-being of the Sunnis living there, and happily accept any gift brought for him from the Holy Lands. The Sheikh was presented with dates from Medina Munawwara. At that time, he was teaching a lesson on hadith. He first distributed the dates among his students, bit into one himself, and he declared that a date from Medina is in my mouth, and as long as it remains within me, my faith shall become ever fresh. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, mashallah. This is the effect of anything that is related to the city of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Sardar Ahmed rahimahullah ta'ala, he also explained that as I was leaving Medina, I buried my hair and nails in the sacred city. I then returned to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and submitted, perhaps dying in Medina is not in my destiny yet. I bury parts of my being here, as this is a priceless honor for paupers like me. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qadi Mazharul Haq Jhelumi once visited Quetta, and he visited Quetta, and then after that he went to Zahidan, then Baghdad, and then to Medina, and a host of other great places that he visited. He then came to visit Maulana Sardar Ahmed rahimahullah. When the Qadi was introduced to the Sheikh and it was explained that he had just returned from Medina Munawwara, the Sheikh took hold of his hand with tears in his eyes. And despite ongoing illness, the Sheikh asked him about Medina. He began reminiscing of the sacred city and inquired after the well-being of the Sunnis living there. Memories of the Green Dome and recollections of the Prophet ﷺ's resting place came flooding back to him. Eventually, the entire gathering was left thinking of nothing but Medina Munawwara. Subhanallah. Allama Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala was a great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The author, meaning of this beautiful collections of the parables, His Eminence, he writes that, I heard the following story from his grandson, Sayyid Yaqub Ali. Mufti Ahmad Yaqan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali once left for Hajj. When he came to Medina and presented himself before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala also, he was present there. He decided against speaking with him, as people of respect and decorum do not utter a word there in the august court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of respect. After finishing his recitation of salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other invocations, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala came outside the masjid and searched for Allama Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, but to no avail. He then went to draw blessings from the company of the Grand Sheikh Ziauddin Ahmad Qadri rahmatullahi ta'ala during their visits to Haramain. Arab and non-Arab scholars alike would never miss an opportunity to meet with this illustrious personality. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala attended the gathering of the Grand Sheikh, but he could not find out more regarding the whereabouts of Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala. In the meantime, a letter arrived from India which explained how Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala had passed away at such and such time and on a certain day. When Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala matched the time of his passing over the time that he saw him standing at the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to an amazing conclusion that as soon as he passed away, he came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to present his humble salat and salam. Subhanallah, mai wo sunni hu jamil qadri marne ke baad mera lasha bhi padega assalatu wassalam. May this be our case as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyil amin. Now, dear viewers, we have, mashallah, an amazing kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go and listen to the kalam, and thereafter we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم.
الله غني کیسی وہ پر کیف گھڑی تھی جب سامنے نظروں کے مدینے کی گلی تھی. نظروں سے لیے بوسے کبھی ہونٹوں سے چوما, نظروں سے لیے بوسے کبھی ہونٹوں سے چوما. اس شہر کی ہر چیز مجھے خوب لگی تھی, اس شہر کی ہر چیز مجھے خوب لگی تھی. لجپال کی چوکھٹ پہ کھڑا تھا, لجپالوں کے لجپال کی چوکھٹ پہ کھڑا تھا. قسمت میری اس در پہ کھڑی جھوم رہی تھی, قسمت میری اس در پہ کھڑی جھوم رہی تھی. کیفیت دل کیسے بتاؤں تمہیں لوگوں, کیفیت دل کیسے بتاؤں تمہیں لوگوں. جب پہلی نظر گنبد خضرا پہ پڑی تھی, جب پہلی نظر گنبد خضرا پہ پڑی تھی, مجرم تھا کھڑا سر کو جھکائے ہوئے در پر, مجرم تھا کھڑا سر کو جھکائے ہوئے در پر, آنسو تھے رواں ایسے کہ ساون کی جھڑی تھی, آنسو تھے رواں ایسے کہ ساون کی جھڑی تھی. لے ڈوبتے آمال میرے مجھ کو نیازی, لے ڈوبتے آمال میرے مجھ کو نیازی. جا پہنچا مدینے میری تقدیر بھلی تھی, جا پہنچا مدینے میری تقدیر بھلی تھی. اللہ پرکیف گھڑی تھی جب سامنے نظروں کے مدینے کی گلی تھی۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز، الحمد للہ۔ We listen to this amazing kalam with the visuals of Masjid Nabawi Sharif, Subhanallah, the Rawdah Mubarakah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Subhanallah, amazing kalam. And now that we are back, we are still speaking about the Subhanallah Rawdah Mubarakah and the beloved city of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah going and visiting there, their accounts of their visits. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he traveled for Hajj in the year 1390 Hijri, and during this an amazing event took place with him in Medina Munawwara. In Medina, he says that I tripped and broke my wrist. When the pain became intense, I kissed it and said, "O pain of Medina, you belong in my heart. As I attained you at the door of my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Yes, khare sahra-e nabi, paon se kya kaam tujhe, aa meri jaan, mere dil mein hai rasta tera. So the pain, then he says, it dissipated immediately, but he said my hand could not move. After 17 days I had an x-ray done at Malik Hospital, revealing a sizable fracture in my wrist. Despite this, I did not take treatment of any kind. My hand slowly began to work with the passage of time. And Dr. Muhammad Ismail, who worked at the hospital, he commented on the miraculous nature of this from a medical perspective, that my hand was not supposed to be able to move. I still have that x-ray with me. My wrist is still broken, yet I have penned a tafsir with the same hand. The only treatment I had for this was when I stood at the Rauda and said, "Oh my master, my wrist is broken, yet you healed the broken shin of Abdullah ibn Atiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and remedied the broken arm of Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Afra radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My master, I ask you to fix my wrist. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen." Dear brothers, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he tells of a pious elder from Punjab by the name of Sufi Muhammad Hussain, who accompanied him during Hajj and relayed this story, that I was once with Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhajir. I asked, a hadith says that our Medina is a furnace. The way a furnace removes impurities from iron, the land of Medina removes those unworthy from itself. But apostates and hypocrites die and are buried here. Bearing this in mind, what does this hadith mean? The Shaykh held me by the ear and led me out of the gathering. I was taken aback, as I did not think I did anything wrong. That night I saw Jannatul Baqi being dug up, with dead bodies being brought upon the back of the camels into and out of the graveyard. I asked the people there what they were doing. They told me, those buried here who are unworthy to have their bodies removed from the city, whilst devotees of Medina who die elsewhere have their bodies brought here. The next day I went back to the Sheikh Abdul Haq, and he saw me and instantly declared, "This is what that hadith meant. As for yourself, you asked regarding concealed matters from strangers yesterday, an action for which you were penalized." Allah Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. In Medina, a boisterous Maulid gathering was once conducted by Sheikh Ali Hussain Madani rahimahullah, an event filled with prophetic illumination. At its end, the Sheikh distributed confectionery and said, whoever eats this will see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their dream tonight. Inshallah azza wa jal. After Fajr Salah, we will meet one another in Masjid Nabawi and talk about what we saw. Ghulam Hussain Madani rahimahullah enclosed that, alhamdulillah, I ate some of that confectionery that night. I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream with Sayyid Ahmed Saeed Kazmi rahimahullah standing at his right side and Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Aimi rahimahullah holding his left hand. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon the shuyukh, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Amin Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, dear brothers, inshallah, we are going to listen to a beautiful Madani Nasiha, Madani Pearl of Advice, inshallah, from our Muballigh. And thereafter, we shall be back and move towards the conclusion of our today's episode, inshallah, azza wa jal. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Madinatul Munawwara, zadaha Allahu sharafu wa ta'azima. Every believer's dream is to visit the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The city, subhanallah, where the earth, the soil that is found there is a means of shifa. The city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where if you visit and you go to the turba, the resting place of the beloved Prophet alaihi wasallam, shafa'at is necessitated for you. The Prophet alaihi wasallam said, man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. The masjid of the Prophet alaihi wasallam, al-masjid al-nabawi, where if you perform one salah, you gain 50,000 times the reward. People want to go to that city. They desire to go to that city. They pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live there, to die there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is capable should die in Medina, for I will intercede for the one who passes away in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Jannatul Baqi is there. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true yearning for the city of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And whenever we get an opportunity to go there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow it to be the case that we stay there and spend our days and nights abiding by the etiquettes of those cities. Cities like Makkah al-Mukarramah, cities like Madinatul Munawwara. Otherwise, if you go there and we treat it like any other city, we treat it like home, ma'azallah, we waste our time, we backbite, we start finding faults in others, ma'azallah, even in the hotel that we're staying in, saying it's like this, it's like that, not giving consideration to the fact that this is the home of the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything in that city should be beloved to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to fulfill the etiquettes of visiting these blessed cities time and time again in our lives.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, after we have listened to this amazing nasiha by the great Muballigh, our Hafiz Kaleem Madani Attari, Hafiz Allah Ta'ala, all the way from the UK. And now we are back to our discussion, and that is regarding the visits of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah to the great city of Madina Munawwara. The great Ghazali of the contemporary times, Allama Sayyid Ahmed Saeed Kazimi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he explained that a thorn became stuck in my foot during my first visit to Madina Munawwara. This caused me immense pain as I went to remove it. I recall the love displayed by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali for the thorns of Medina. I ended up not removing the thorn. And the thorn, at some time, it fell out by itself after some time. Subhanallah. So yes, this great scholar, he followed the ways of the pious predecessors, the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, who would, subhanallah, who would even say, goes on to the, say that, you know, O thorn of Medina, your place is not in my feet, but rather in my heart. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Amin. After Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali passed away, Shaykh Ziyauddin Ahmad Qadiri rahimahullah conveyed, he mentioned this about this event, that seeking to present myself at the Rawda Mubarakah, I once entered Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif from Bab al-Salam. I then saw Imam Darza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala facing it and reciting salam. The Imam disappeared as I drew near to him. At the Rawda, I recited salat and salam humbly, and I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not let go without seeing my Shaykh. When I looked towards the side of the Rawda, parallel to the sacred feet of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I found the Imam sat there, upon which I rushed over to meet him. Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Lameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Sayyidina Muhammad Musa Amritsari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said that when I was in Medina Munawwara, I was fortunate to spend time with Shaykh Ziauddin Ahmed Rahimullah. When time came to eat, a particular destitute person would come. He would eat quietly and leave. One day, I thought that who is this person? He only comes when there is food. He makes the Shaykh go through the trouble of feeding him. When that day's gathering concluded, the Shaykh told me to meet with him before I left. He went on to explain that this poor person you see works a noble job at a mill in Faisalabad in Pakistan. He is honored to come and visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every year. This, coupled with the fact that he is a visitor to Medina, is the reason why I feed him daily. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, they would serve those visitors to the august court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, there are so many beautiful incidents, there are so many beautiful narrations where it is mentioned the visits of different devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visiting the bargah of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His eminence Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliya, subhanallah, he is a great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he goes to Medina Munawwara, sometimes we see the visuals of his visits to the Haramain Sharifain. It is so heartwarming and sometimes emotionally captivating that, you know, there's flashbacks, these flashbacks, the subhanallah, that increase one's love and devotion for the beloved city of Medina Munawwara, subhanallah. So yes, with the sadaqah of our shuyukh, may we also reach the city of Medina Munawwara, inshallah, azza wa jal. And when we go there, the most important thing is to keep the sacredness and the reverence of this Mubarak city in mind. You know, the shayar very beautifully says that Zaire kuwe jina ahista chal, dekh aaya hai kaha ahista chal, jaise ji chahe jahan mein ghum phir, ye Medina hai yahan ahista chal. Subhanallah. And the great poets such as Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li, poets in the bargah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would sing the praises of Medina Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. You know, yaad e watan sitam kiya dasht e haram se laayi kyun. So he would really rebuke his heart for, you know, bringing the thoughts of home, hometown into mind. And then why did you have to bring me back from the land of Medina Munawwara, subhanallah. And if we study the poetry of His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliya, you would find the same sentiments. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale, mai ishq bhi pilana madani madine wale. So yes, it is a desire and it is a plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call us again and again to his Mubarak city, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to pass away there in the city of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us burial in Baqi. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Inshallah, until next time, do keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Islamic parables, timeless and bright, springing the soul to the path of light. Islamic parables, Islamic.